I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't have my mind. All I have is me.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I am your host, Star. Hello.
Merry Christmas. Oh, yes. Thank you for joining us on this Christmas day for this Blacktopia Christmas. So we have a lot of surprises for you guys today, and we're going to talk about a lot of Christmas things. So how'd your Christmas go?
My Christmas was good. I'm breathing, so I can't complain.
Did you get anything special? Anything fun?
I didn't, actually. I was just happy to wake up and eat my good cooking.
So. Ah, the macaroni and cheese. I saw that macaroni and cheese you posted.
Yeah, it was a lot more than that.
You know you was wrong for that. You should have sent me a plate.
That's okay. I made a whole nother batch with a little special surprise that I put on top. So everybody was happy about that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess on New Year's, you're going to have to... let us get a taste of some of that macaroni. You have to make a special one for me.
Oh, I'll try. We'll see. That's a work week, so we'll see if we have time for cooking.
Okay. So today was a little bit exciting. There's a couple of engagement announcements that I want to shout out. Some people that I know got engaged. Rapper D from OG2 Entertainment, got engaged today on Christmas.
Congratulations.
So, congratulations to you. And we better be invited to the wedding. That's what I know. I don't care about the ceremony. I just want to be at the reception. I want to be where the food and the drinks are. That's where I want to be.
The food and the drinks. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes. I'm waiting to see who this eligible bachelor is.
Okay.
I'm wondering. So we're going to shout out some of our sponsors early on here. So if you didn't get anything for anybody for Christmas and you have some late giving to do, you can hit up Photography Got Next, maybe get a certificate for some photographs. He's here for all your photography needs. Amore Dior Designs, for all of your press needs. They do shirts, they do keychains, hats, you name it, they do it. So if you need something at the last minute, maybe for an in-law or something like that, you can hit them up. You can also hit up LHS Home Care. They do care for your loved ones. Not that that's a Christmas gift, but it could be if someone needs the help. JRC Cleanup, for all your cleanup needs. No job is too small or too big. Stars Pen and OG2 Entertainment. So make sure you check all of them out on Facebook, on the web, and hit them up and mention that Letters from the Pen sent you. And you just might get a discount. You might.
That's a might. Y'all heard that first right here.
Yeah. Might.
So you got a letter for us this evening. You want to read up?
I do have a letter. Let me pull my letter out. Okay. Dear Letters from the Pen, I've been seeing this man for 5 years. Ironically, he lives around the corner from my ex-husband. My ex-husband was seeing someone else as well. We stayed together only for the children, but we both knew that we were in different relationships. Now that the children are 18 and 19 years old, we have officially separated and moved out of the house from each other. Now that we've moved out of the house, I can openly and freely see my boyfriend and my ex-husband the same. However, now that I can freely see my new boyfriend, he's getting cold feet and all the plans that we made previously, he does not want to go forward with. He keeps putting me off. Like, we were supposed to move in together. He tells me, oh, we can't move in together yet until I buy a house. I'm concerned that he may have another woman, or he just changed his mind and he's afraid to tell me. Please help me out with this. Sign, confused. So what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think she should be too confused, because that's pretty apparent. He don't want you, baby.
Well, I'm confused because, so you're sleeping with this woman for 5 years. You're sleeping with her the whole time that she's still living in the house with her ex-husband. But now that she's a free candidate, it's like, I don't want you anymore. Or could it be that this man already has another woman that he's living with?
Yeah, she probably was the side piece to begin with when she thought that, you know, she was having her cake and eat it too. He probably was as well. And then,
well,
when
shout out to all the side pieces that's waiting around this Christmas, you know, to see your somebody else's man tomorrow, you know, for National Christmas Side Piece Day.
The 26th.
Right.
We have two of those, the 26th and the 15th of February. So you guys get 2 days a year, whoever you are. Right. But it sounds like, sweetie, you might need to just move on. You know, he's not pressed, so you shouldn't be either. I just say it's about to be a new year, baby. Just keep it moving.
You know why I think she's confused and why that's easier said than done? Because if you think about it, right, she's invested 5 years into this relationship, thinking that for 5 years, okay, me and this man have been together, and he's, I'm sure, feeding her whatever lies he was feeding her, telling her whatever he was telling her, you know, the things men do. And I can almost guarantee you that she was probably giving him money and everything, and he was probably taking that money and spending on whatever woman he's living with. So, Mrs. Confused, if you're out there, you should call in and give us a little bit more clarity on this situation. I mean, have you been to this man's house? Does he have kids? Have you met his kids? Have you met anybody in his family? Have you met friends? I mean, because I'm sure the signs are there. A lot of times women just choose to ignore the red flags, because some women feel like, oh, you know, as Betty Wright would say, having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. But this is not the 80s or the 90s. And I don't believe in that. But she may or she may not. So, I mean, really, sister girl, there's nothing to really be confused about. The only confusion should be why you're not leaving and why you're staying in a situation where a man is not trying to commit to you. If someone tells you, shows you who they are, believe them. If he said, oh, you know what? Once your divorce is final, then we're going to be together. So shame on you anyway for sleeping with another man around the corner from your house while you were still married, and whether you were separated or not, and your divorce wasn't final. And shame on your ex-husband for sleeping with somebody else too and allowing all this nonsense to go on, especially when you guys had young kids, because if your kids are 18 and 19 now, that means they were 14 and 15 at the time. And shame on you. Shame on you, and shame on you, and shame on the man around the corner. Shame on you, sir. Anyway, phone lines are open. Give him the number, star, to call in.
You can call us at 1-888-627-6008. Let's get it.
You know that letter struck a nerve. That just made me mad. I don't know why. That just made me mad.
My anger and my mad level is at nil for this up and coming evolution, this new stuff. I'm not even, if they get me angry, I need a check to come with it.
Well, so, what is your New Year's resolution? Speaking of which, because we are almost in 2021, and reflecting on 2020 has been a crazy year, from COVID to elections to people dying, a lot of, you know, famous people dying, you know, big hits to communities. I mean, 2020 has been, I'm still waiting to exhale.
Yeah, I think we all are. I won't say I have a resolution. I don't like to make them, but I think going forward, I just want to evolve. And I think that should be everybody's goal. Just go higher than you were before.
Right.
I'm in beast mode. You know, I got something to prove to myself. So for me this year, that would be my biggest thing. I wouldn't call it a resolution, but my goal is to like extra evolve and just come out on stomp mode. Like, yes.
Right. Right.
So I just want to encourage everybody out there, because it's a lot of people that weren't able to have a Merry Christmas. Right. My Christmas was fabulous. I have no complaints, but But it was a lot of sad people, a lot of lost loved ones. So we send our condolences to all of our listeners.
Yes.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas and going into the new year. Just mad blessings.
Make sure you guys stay tuned the whole show, because we're going to be giving away some gifts and prizes. And we're going to be dropping some information. If you can enter in the last minute in a $1,000 contest win. And those tickets to Jamaica, will be announcing the winners on January 1st, right here on Letters from the Pen. So you got to stay tuned. Later on in the show today, we will once again tell you how to enter the contest.
Yeah.
So right now, we're going to take a little bit of break, pay some bills, and we are going to play our first song called Back Home by Nakia.
Let's work it out. Come back home. Didn't mean to shout. Didn't mean to make you cry. Didn't mean to tell you lies. Boy, you got me begging you, please. You got me all on my knees. I'm telling you, please, I'll be the one.
You guys, I hope you like that one right there from Nakia, right here on Letters from the Pen.
Oh, back home. I thought that was an appropriate song to play based on the letter. She wants you to come back home to the home y'all never had. But anyway, moving right along, we have our special guest, Jonathan Coleman from Blacktopia, here tonight. And we want to give him a warm welcome and welcome him in and chop it up with him a little bit.
Welcome. Hello, your phone is on mute.
There we go. Now it's not.
There we go.
Thank you.
How's it going? And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all as well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
so
Christmas.
So how's your Christmas been going so far?
Oh, it's been cool. Just another day, actually, you know. Everyday Christmas. Meet some guy named Jay. How about that? Always in the spirit.
Okay. So now, for those, before we get into, you know, talking and stuff like that, for those who don't know who you are, introduce yourself to those out there in Radio Land, but let us from the pen and let them know who you are.
Yes, I'm Jonathan Coleman, a.k.a. Some Guy Named Jay. That's my podcast / blogger name. You can check out some of the podcasts on blogtalkradio.com/podcast on demand. I'm also the creator of Blacktopia, you know, also PR specialist, the Media Blast PR, you know, and, you know, I do a little bit of everything. I mean, everything is, you know, like you all are, just you do everything, you know, so I do the same.
Okay, so let's get into some questions. What is Blacktopia?
Blacktopia is, well, it's an online community, but it's more than just an online community. It's also a movement to, you know, to teach the importance of economic empowerment to our people, and also, you know, to bring Black people together all under one roof, and to showcase the talents and abilities of Black people across the globe. You know, that's what it's for. You know, and for everybody listening, go to blacktopia.org. That's the website. Go to you can get the Blacktopia mobile app on iTunes. If you have an Apple device, and go on Amazon.com. If you have an Android. And go to the Facebook group, Blacktopia, Black Utopian Society.
So what type of things so far has Blacktopia accomplished within the African-American community?
Oh, yes. We've partnered up with other nonprofit organizations such as Renewed Inspiration, you know, Tiffany Brown, who's also a humanitarian in her organization. We've done stuff in the community with Catch More Kids, just pretty much partnering up with other nonprofit organizations and helping them out. Butterfly Business Project, shout out to Tiffany Brown, and just other various organizations. We've helped Black owned businesses, you know, get more money for their businesses, helping them create more awareness for what they have, promoting it. You know, also artists, you know, just kind of helping them broaden their fan base and things like that. So that's what we've been doing. Nothing too much on a big global scale yet, but we're doing it, you know, just little bits and pieces of just helping people get to where they need to go. And also people within the group too, things that they need. You know, I've connected people with Blacktopia, has connected people with people who need things. So things like that.
Yeah. So now, when you say that you're teaching them about economic things, give mm-hmm. us an example, and this is for the listeners out there, because I'm sure they're going to want to know. Give us an example of what type of economical services you can offer, or you can teach them, and what is the basis of that?
Basically, we have we have different themes in the group. We have Money Monday. And that's the theme for that. That's the day for that. And basically we put information, people that have the information. I'm no expert, you know, I'm just, you know, but when I find useful information, I just pop it into the group, books to read, information, things about investment, things like that. And plus I'm a student in the game as well. So I ask my own questions to people who may know things like that. So I'll pop a question. What do you know about index funds? And somebody in the group knows something about it, they'll comment on it, and people learn that way. As far as doing more with economic empowerment and teaching us, unfortunately, with the Black community, we have this money is evil and money is bad and all that crap. So we kind of got a lot of emotional investment in money and a lot of hangups when it comes to it. And, you know, just trying to find ways to chip away at that, because it's a lot of money is just energy, like anything else, it's power. You know, and you don't have to love it. I'm not saying be in love with money or be obsessed with it or do anything, you know, illegal or something with a lack of integrity to get it. But the Black community needs it. The first thing we do when we start trying to reach out to politicians, it's not we need to vote. We talk about funding for stuff, you know, so that right there should tell you that money. I mean, it's important. We need it. You know, we needed to do things in our community with it.
Okay. So I personally think, I mean, I don't really like to talk politics or get into politics, but
yeah.
I personally think that in minority communities, not only in just African-American communities, in minority communities, they're sometimes at a disadvantage education-wise, and they're not teaching their children certain things that, or certain skills that would be taught maybe in other communities that have more funding. I mean, why are we not teaching our children from the time they're young about banking and finance and investing? Like, why are we teaching them, okay, like, you got a paycheck, go buy a $300 pair of Jordans. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would personally like to see on your platform something geared towards children to teach them young, you know, yes. To put them in that mindset, start saving now when you're young, so that way you can pay for some of your college, even if your parents don't have the money and you're not coming out of school with like thousands of dollars in debt.
Exactly. Actually, this past Monday, I posted a thing in the group that things that should be taught in schools. And that goes along with that. But yeah, definitely reaching out to the children and the parents, you know, they should also, you know, teach their kids these things. You know, it seems like we're also teaching our kids to be just robots, employees. We don't teach them how to be entrepreneurs. We don't teach them how to be bosses. We teach them how to, you know, follow the color in the lines and do what you're told so you can get a job and work for somebody else. You know, you're not taught a lot of, and also in schools, you're taught to memorize things. You're not actually taught to learn. So you got a lot of these kids who they know, you know, they know all kind of timetables and all kind of stuff, but they just ain't got no sense, a lot of them, you know what I mean? But they know how to memorize things. So I think, because, you know, like they give kids these worksheets and they fill out the stuff, but they don't really know what they just know how to memorize it. They're not learning it, you know?
Do you have kids?
None that I know about.
None that you know about.
Okay. But
Right. Star, what do you think, Star, as far as, you know, the way society has changed right now due to COVID-19 and kids doing online learning opposed to learning in schools?
I think it's an epic fail, coming from both ends, being in the school myself and then watching my daughter struggle. I think it's an epic fail, but it's also up to the parents to kind of pick up the slack, because it's either they're going to fail, we're going to sit there and let them, or we're going to pick up the pieces for what the school can't do. We can't send them back. So I try to stay on her, you know, what are they saying? What did they get in the emails, and, you know, stay behind her grades and kind of keep her uplifted, because it's almost depressing. She's almost gotten depressed. And I think, right, a lot of kids are sitting at home all day. They're not socially interacting. It's a mess. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also hear that the children that are going to the schools, it's like, it's all kind of social distance. You got to go in a certain line. And if you go out of the line, you got to go all the way around the building just to go in the direction you need to go in. And it's just, it's not even a social atmosphere for the children, the ones that are actually going. I know we got to be safe because of COVID, but at the same time, it's something else needs to happen, you know?
Right. So are you taking the COVID shot, Jonathan?
No, I'm not. I
me and Star already established we're not taking that shot.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do that. I'm not feeling too good about that.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to discourage the rest of the public and the rest of our listeners, but for me, it's a no.
I mean, I think it's a decision that everyone has to make for themselves. So regardless, if you hear us on here saying we're not gonna take the shot, that doesn't mean if you want to take it, don't take it. That doesn't mean take it, not take it. Like, you have to get all the information and be informed and make an informed decision. You can't just go take the shot just because a doctor's on TV saying, oh, take the shot, or because they're saying, oh, a Black woman made the shot. Who cares who made the shot? I don't care if you're Black, white, blue, or brown. If I don't know what's in it, I'm not taking it.
Exactly. I agree. And there's been historical problems with people who take vaccines and stuff, you know, like they saying, I mean, you know, like kids coming out with autism and things like that because the mothers have been taking vaccines and stuff. So there's always been kind of problems. I mean, the medicine that we need is in nature. You know, we need to start growing our own foods and just doing stuff like that, because we don't need this man-made killing. We don't need it, you know. That's my opinion, though.
I mean, do you guys think that, like, this was created and released for population control? I mean, China's famous for doing it. Do you think America's doing the same thing?
Could be. You know, I know it, when the pandemic first started, a lot of people were saying that. It could be. I'm not really too much on when it, like, these conspiracies and things, but I wouldn't even call them conspiracies. A lot of stuff is just true. You know, it's the government trying to keep it on the hush. I think it could be. It could be true. You know.
What do you think, Star?
I wouldn't doubt it. I try not to listen to what people say and what the world is chanting. You know, with their because it's a whole lot of lies in that too. So it could be, could not be. It could have been. The timing was perfect for our wonderful president for something like that to happen on his watch. I think was perfect timing because it sounds just like him. But I don't know. I can't call it. I just pray for everybody to stay safe.
I mean, what are you guys thinking about these stimulus checks right now that everybody's like going crazy, going back and forth about 600, 2000, 1200? I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I mean, okay, this is my thing with that. This is what I have to say. For one thing, if you're mad about free money, you have an issue all by yourself. because I will take your check. You can send it to lettersfromthepen@gmail.com, PayPal, Cash App. We take all of it. I think it's whatever they're going to do, because honestly, and this is not to put anybody down, but a lot of people that are struggling, they were already living from paycheck to paycheck. They were already in the hole. So this just put them further in the hole, which is not to their fault. But I really think that we should start to pay attention to our finances a little better. If 2020 didn't teach you nothing else, if COVID didn't teach you anything else, get your money right. Because that's where a lot of people are lacking. If they had it stacked up that 3 months that most bank people tell you, you know, most accountants will tell you to have in your bank account, 3 months worth of your paycheck should be in the hole just in case stuff like this happens. And a lot of people didn't do that. Right. And I think if we had, then, you know, a lot of people would be a little bit better off. It's nobody's fault that they lost their jobs. It's nobody's fault that COVID-19 happened. However, as people, we should have been a little better prepared. So, y'all can send me the mad emails. I don't care.
I will say this, though. Let me chime in on this. So we're probably going to get attacked together, but I don't care.
I don't either.
I understand that it's not their fault, but I'm going to tell you what did piss me off about the situation. You got people out here, some legal, some defrauding the system, getting tens of thousands of dollars in EED money, right? So you got all of this money. And what is the first thing they did when they got the first $1,200 stimulus check? I was in Walmart buying milk. Okay. I didn't get a stimulus check, but I was in Walmart buying a gallon of milk and the lines were like so out of control. But guess what people were buying? Electronics. So my question is, when things like eviction bans stop and landlords can now evict you and you're this so many months behind in rent, is that TV that you bought with that stimulus check, where you plugging in at? Outside in a tent? Yeah. I mean, nobody thought to themselves in their minds to think ahead and forward. $1,200 is not a lot of money by any stretch of the imagination. However, better use could have been made of it. And I mean, I know people right now that are like stressed out because, like, just come December 31st, who knows what's going to happen and evictions could be, you know, back on. Yeah. And it's like, well, you got all this EED money, you got a stimulus check, and you did nothing with it. You did something with it. You went and you bought marijuana. You went and bought your Fendi, Prada, Gucci, Birkin. Well, not a Birkin. Some of them didn't get enough money for that. But you went and bought a whole, every pair of Jordans, Air Force Ones that you can find. Mm-hmm. And guess what's going to happen? Now you have no money to save where you're living. So you're going to have to take your Air Force Ones, all your television, all your sneakers and everything else, your jewelry and everything else you bought, and you're going to be outside.
Yeah, and they can start a fire and keep themselves warm.
Yeah, I feel sorry for those uneducated ones that are in our community that have that mindset. I really do.
Right.
Maybe that's where Blacktopia could come in, start a little group, We're educating right. Black children. It's not about them shoes. Imagine how many of them shoes you could buy when you lamped up and retired after a couple of years of working hard. You know, let's teach them that. Let's teach them how not to take that $20 and spend it, because your next $20, you got 40. It's hard for some because we haven't learned that. So
that's true. And you want to know something? It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter if you're Black, if you're white, if you're Chinese, if you're Spanish. We are at war with society for our children. Because guess what? Society is not the same anymore. Children are out here, no matter what race they are, they're out here and they're watching YouTube and they're watching TikTok and they're online and they're getting this preconceived notion of what something is supposed to be, and it's not what it's supposed to be. So they're looking at, like, let's take our young daughters, for instance. They're looking at someone like Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, right? And any other ones that are out there. Oh, I want to be just like that. My body has to look like that. But guess what? Their body doesn't look like that naturally. They went and paid to get chopped and cut up. So now they're setting expectations that are not even real. And children are out here, young girls are out here killing themselves to live up to those standards, which are not even real standards. And parents have to understand, especially now that kids are at home and they're online all the time because there's nothing else to do. They can't go anywhere. We really have to monitor this. And we have to make sure our children understand the importance of individuality and the importance of them being who they are, because that's who God made them, or whoever anybody prays to. I don't like to get into religion, but that's how you were made. And everyone's special in their own kind of way. And if God wanted everybody to look the same, we would have just been made with a machine and we all would have just popped out the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, now a lot of the artists look the same because they all go to the same doctors and they all walking around with the same botched face.
Mm-hmm. And even the male artists, they got the same dreads. They got the same tattoos on their faces. You can't really tell them apart musically either.
Right.
No difference.
I mean, the other day I was like blown away because I was watching something on TV, and somebody was like spraying on like a goatee and like, like a hairline, some edges. And I was like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
We got people out here catfishing people. And you know what? It's going to be good for someone. That's what somebody's going to get. You're going to go out someplace, get drunk, go home with somebody. You're going to wake up in the morning and didn't realize you went home with a woman.
Old face come off and it's a different
right
person. Exactly. Sure. But I want to go back to what we were talking about with the money, the education. Like I said, that's the importance of the Money Monday part of it. We got a lot of these adults doing this dumb stuff and they're passing those habits on to the children. The dumb things that they think about money, they're teaching the kids this, and the cycle is just continuing.
The phone lines are open, you guys. If you want to give us a call, 627-6008, 1-888-627-6008. We are live on Letters from the Pen with Mr. Jonathan Coleman.
Right. Call in if you want to talk about the letter, if you want to say anything to Jonathan, if you're mad at us for talking about whoever, whatever. Or as a matter of fact, if you got a stimulus check or some EED, call in. Call in so we can talk to you, because I want to know what you did with your EED money. And if you still got it, let me give you some advice on what to do with it so you can make some more money.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a better idea, because I don't really care what they did with it. It's their money, but we could throw out some advice and some nuggets.
I want to know. Are you one of them people that went out there and bought you some front laces and edges and Jordans and everything else that didn't pay your bills?
I don't think they're going to tell us that.
Did you use your EED money to get a new butt and a new titty and a liposuction, but didn't pay your bills? I want to know.
I don't think they're going to call us up here and tell us that.
They're going to be too scared. They ain't going to admit it.
But I did.
That's the point, though. If you did something with the money and you're ashamed of what you did with it, you probably shouldn't have did that with it.
Exactly.
If you're still healing from your butt surgery and your butt injections, call up here and let us know, because in about 6 months you're gonna need to find some more money, because they're probably gonna fall flat. They probably gonna look like pancakes.
I know. They're gonna need it.
I'm just saying. Star, you wanna do a trivia question?
Sure, we could do a trivia question. Let me see. If you can give us a call and tell us how many members are in the Blacktopia group.
Ooh.
1-888-627-6008. That means you're gonna have to go join to find out if you're not already a member.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Members are in the Blacktopia group.
Exactly. Good question.
And then right after you do that, you head over to Amazon and go pick up Wet. And then right after you do that, you head over to all streaming platforms and pick up All Eyes on Me by Nikia. Mm-hmm. And then you go and subscribe to
For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Eyes Only. What did I say?
All Eyes on Me.
Oh, gosh. Did I say that?
You sure did.
Pop was on the brain. For Your Eyes Only, you guys. And make sure you follow Letters from the Pen on Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel as well.
And if you're writing, you can always go to Pandora and stream Nikia on Pandora.
Yeah. So what's going on with yesterday night tape, Jonathan? Tell us about that.
Thank you for shouting that out. Yesterday night tape, I'm actually going to reboot it. It's going to be season 1.5. Before I even tell everybody about it, let me just tell you what Yesterday Night Taped is. Yesterday Night Taped is an audio sketch comedy show. It's like in Living Color, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, all that stuff, but it's audio. And although it's audio, it's not just a bunch of raw vocals. You know, it's also got sound effects and ambient noise and stuff to create the scene. And Radia is also one of the writers that we have featured, has given us some pieces to perform to. So we got a lot of different writers, comedians, novelists, playwrights and stuff like that who have given us scripts, you know, to play off of. And we have 12 members in the cast. I'm not going to run them all down, but you know, the 12 member cast. But we're going to drop the third episode either this week in December or the first week in January. And moving forward, we're going to reboot. It's called season 1.5, and we're going to make the episodes shorter. And a lot of the critiques that we've gotten from people, we just kind of did it and kind of rearrange the show to kind of make everybody happy. So, that's what it is. And,
Well, do you have any other projects coming up or anything in the works that you're working on?
Let's see. What else do I got going? I'm always doing different things. We got more episodes of Digital Meet and Greet with JT, coming up. I can't think of any dates right now, but we got more Digital Meet and Greets. We just wrapped up the season finale of Love and Sexology 101 with Coach K and Grandma Riri. And it's a show. Oh, yes. It's a show about relationships and stuff like that. So they give relationship advice. They also give, sex stuff. Coach K is a sexologist. We wrapped that up, but you guys can check out the archives by going to blogtalkradio.com/podcast on demand. You can also go to iTunes and go to Podcasts on Demand and check out the archives for the show. What else? Yesterday Night Tape, Blog Talk Radio. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. But
it's okay. I think we have a caller on the line. Somebody from PA. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jonathan.
Hey.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, I'm calling about the question.
Okay. You want to answer a trivia question?
Yes.
Sure.
There's 6.7K members.
6.7K, is that right, Jonathan?
That's correct.
All right. That's another Jonathan on the line that just won the prize.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan. So... Jonathan, you're going to go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen.com. There's a question box there. Drop your information in there, and we will get your prize out to you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have any questions while you were on the line about maybe finance or anything for Jonathan about Blacktopia?
Well, you know, I'm just like I tune in from here and there, you know. So I'm pretty much trying to. I tune in on every Tuesday. I'm pretty much just added up onto the group on Facebook. So I'm trying to, you know, get a hold of it myself. So there's not that many questions I can ask.
Okay.
Did you get an EED check, Jonathan?
Oh yeah, I did. I actually did. I spent it on a lot of strippers. You know, strippers are my thing.
Keeping it real.
You spent your EED check on strippers?
Yeah. Yes, I did, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie with you guys. I wasn't raised as being a lying guy, so.
Let me be a little bit more nosy while you on the line. Is your rent paid up to date?
Yes, it is. I make sure that is paid.
All the rest of your bills is paid too.
Excuse me.
Are all the rest of your bills paid too? Like your light bill, car note. Like, are you up to date on everything?
Yes. Yes.
So that's good then, Jonathan. You can do whatever you want with your ED money. Go live it up. Buy you some strippers. Go on a club. Let them shake their ass. You good.
Definitely.
They better not hope that Biden give out any checks, even though that broke bastard won't give out anything. But if he surely does, I'll be spending on strippers again.
Well, why don't maybe this time, though, you invest in something? You know, do some research. Invest in something to... you know, make that money grow.
Yeah, invest in cookie butters.
Okay, yeah, just know what you could do, Jonathan. You can take some of that EED money and head over to Amazon and get my book Wet, and then head over and get For Your Eyes Only. Yay!
Right.
Yes.
Thank you for calling, Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan, I got a tip for you too. You can take one of them strippers. You can take one of them strippers and start an OnlyFans with
them.
Oh,
yeah.
And there you can reinvest your money.
Oh, man, I love those pussy poppers, man.
Oh, wow. Thanks for calling, Jonathan. We appreciate it.
Okay, Jonathan.
Thanks for listening to Letters from the Pen, baby.
make sure you go to the website, www.lettersfromthepen.com. Drop your information so we can send your gift out to you.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. You guys be
Thank you for calling
now.
In.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, shoot. Well, we're going to get off into another song right now. We're going to listen to Find a Way by Armin Balyan right here on Letters from the Pen.
Shout out to Armin.
Hey.
Everything everything. Without you, nothing means a damn thing, baby. Tell me, girl, what can I do to make it up to you, to win your trust again? 'Cause, girl, I love you.
Here on Letters with a Pen, that was Armin Balyan, Find a Way. That's available on all platforms right now as well. If you like that song, you can go find that song on anywhere it's streaming live. So, Jonathan, did you hear our letter that we were talking about?
Yes, I heard the letter. You said what I was actually thinking to say when you said, shame on you, shame on that, shame on that. Because right. When you were talking, I was like, well, dang, she was cheating. And then, you know, the guy around the corner. But, well, here's my two. Oh, well, hold on. I got to wait for the question. You had a question about that, right?
I was just going to ask you what your perspective was. From a man's perspective, what do you think about it?
Oh, yeah. Here's what I was thinking. Since she knew what her husband was doing and she was doing her thing, and I know a lot of people don't like, you know, to talk about those poly relationships, but might as well. I mean, you know what I mean? Maybe not introduce that to the kids, but just bring everybody in on it, be on the same page, you know, because everybody knew.
Okay, wait now. See, because from my understanding, right, I had to do some research on this poly stuff. So them just all meeting each other, that's don't got nothing to do with no poly. When you say poly, that means they all four of them in a couple just going to hook up and get together?
No, not like swingers. Not like they just hooking up to hook up, but just kind of make it like a relationship where it's not like we sneaking behind the other person's back, that everybody's in on it. It's like, okay, I'm going to go see my boyfriend. You telling? It's just kind of just being honest with each other. Like, this is what I'm trying to do. Not just like some sex hookup, but just like an honest, kind of like an open relationship. But they're exclusive, but they're not exclusive with just each other. They're kind of just with their tribe, kind of with their the woman and her husband.
You failing epically right now, Jonathan.
No, I mean, I may be saying it wrong. I mean, I may be kind of saying it wrong, but it's not cheating. It's like we're all going to talk about this kind of thing, because she already knew the man was cheating. Didn't he know about her side piece? Didn't he know, the husband?
Well, the married couple that were separated both knew about each other's other boyfriend, because they were technically, they were separated. They were still living in the same house for the kids, which a lot of people do that. They still stay just to save face for the kids. And me personally, I don't believe in that. But people, you know, people have their own thing. It depends on their situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally that does more damage to the kids than anything, because kids are smart. They see what's going on.
Yeah, true.
But I think her biggest issue is right now is the gentleman that she was actually stepping out with. Now it's like, he doesn't want to move forward after he already sold her the dream.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. What I was going to say with that, I was leading into that. Because it almost seems like he only wanted her while she was with somebody.
When she had somebody, when she was with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's probably because you had somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things, but I think, like, you know, like what Star said, he don't want her, so just move on. You know, don't, you know, that there's your answer right there. If he's not trying to make it happen anymore, okay, those 4 or 5 years they were together, okay, count your losses, charge it to the game or whatever, and move on to the next. To the next thing.
My thing was,
so
the letter kept saying, he's going to.
Right.
You can tell me anything. So don't listen to what nobody tell you. You got to go by what they do. Actions speak louder than words. So, lady, don't worry about what
Let me ask you this, Jonathan, as a man from a man's perspective, right? You're messing with a woman for 5 years. Obviously, the information wasn't given the proper way, or there were no boundaries or guidelines set, right? So now, hypothetically, you're messing with a woman for 5 years. She thinks it's serious. You don't think it's serious because you have someone else. And now after 5 years, you're going to just tell her, oh, just move on. Do you think logically she's just going to be like, okay, he said move on, I'm going to move on?
Yeah, no, but you know what? This is what I, if I was in his, if I was the guy, he just got to, even though he was the side dude, you still kind of have some integrity about this, you know, like let her know what this is or what, you know, what it, you know, what it is and what it ain't. In the beginning, you know, don't sell her a dream and say, we're going to do this and do that if that's not what you're trying to do. And I always walk with them.
That's her fault, because you don't listen to what nobody tells you like that. You men will show you how they feel about you. Exactly. It ain't a whole lot they're going to be telling you, because when if they talking too much, they're lying. So a man is going to show you what he wants and what type of man he is. So you don't have to listen for all of that.
Yeah, right. True. And you know, I guess, yeah, she should have known. I mean, she should just see where this is not going. and right. Yeah, she
I mean, he need to stop playing, because that's how people end up on the news with chop wankies. Like, you can't just be out here lying to people.
Yeah, yeah, just keep it real. Just, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's tactful ways you could say it. Hey, I'm just, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious right now. You know, we could kick it, whatever, and just give her the chance to say, well, that's not what I'm looking for. Goodbye.
Right.
Goodbye. And just keep it real. Just say, hey, I'm just, you know, I may be open in the future, but right now I just want to have, you know, I just want to have some fun, just
right.
Have some companionship and blah, 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 you know?
Well, right. So little nugget for ladies, when a man tells you that, believe him. That does not mean, oh, let me try harder. Let me do this. Let me throw him some panties. That's not what that means. That means exactly what he said. I don't feel like it right now. So there's right. Nothing you can do to change that. Because if he want to go, he's going to go. If he wants to come, he's going to come. Well, we can help that a little bit, but
yeah. Right. So check it out. Those out there listening to Letters from the Pen, there's still time for you to enter the contest to win the $1,000 shopping spree and those tickets to Jamaica, which we will be announcing on January 1st right here on Letters from the Pen. It's very simple and easy to enter. All you have to do is go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen.com, or send us an email at lettersfromthepen@gmail.com, letting us know why you feel like you're deserving of a shopping spree or some round trip tickets to Jamaica, or if there's someone that you feel like is deserving, send us a letter and let us know why.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Also, there's another caller. When you guys asked for other projects, I just thought of one. I forgot to say that in 2020, I have a distribution deal called Colossal Distribution. And I don't have anything released on it yet, but that's what we're working on. Tammy Thomas, who is also a member and one of the admins in Blacktopia, she's releasing a spoken word project, and it's going to be released through my distribution, Colossal Distribution. We're working on that together. You know, the Tammy Thomas project is going to be called The Healing Process. And we're trying to make history with this. It's not going to be just a regular spoken word project where everybody's in a drum circle and it's some old smooth sound. No, we're going to go to the moon with this. This is going to be something that's going to make you go, Tammy Thomas, what? That's what we're doing with this project. It's going to be something different than just a spoken word project, but just more abstract, more creative, more like, whoa, I didn't know you could just do that with poetry kind of project, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find me. You can get me on Instagram at JAYFORNOW. As I say J for now, they put the letter J and the number 4 and all that. So J for now. You can go to blacktopia.org. You can go to themediablast.net. You can email me at info@themediablast.net. You can check out Yesterday Night Tape on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and something else we on. Go check out Yesterday Night. Google it if you just want to listen to it. Oh, Spreaker. blogtalkradio.com/podcasts on demand. And yeah, that's all the main ones.
All right. If you're out there tonight and you're having any issues with domestic violence, please speak up. Please, you know, there's resources out there. My girl Stars is going to drop the number for anybody, man or woman, child, that needs to reach out for help. Domestic violence is a real thing, and it is not your fault. So if you need help, please reach out. Star, drop that number.
Yeah, 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233. Got to send a huge shout out to Grace DeFaro. Merry Christmas. Mwah.
Merry Christmas, Christmas to everybody out there. Everybody. We
Thanks
hope that
for
you're
listening.
Yes, we hope that your Christmas was as enjoyable as ours was. And, yes. You know, we just wish everybody the best. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube.
On everything.
You know, we drop some exclusive things on there. All
yeah,
right?
And make sure
so,
you guys tune in for
thank
New Year.
You for joining us tonight. Yes, please tune in for New Year's. So we will see you guys later. We're going to take you out with one of my songs, Missing You by Nakia.
This be a dream, you said you.